Today, we're going to visit with Jen McAvoy, who is an outreach specialist with Community and Family Resources, CFRHelps.org. Jen, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your first time?
Yes.
Are you nervous?
A little, but we'll make it work.
It's not bad. It's not too bad at all. Jen does outreach with CFR, which, for people that want to find out, Community and Family Resources provides services in a lot of counties. And has expanded quite a bit over the last couple of years too, all the way down into the metro and over towards Iowa City too, aren't you?
Yes, correct. I cover all the way to Pocahontas County.
Whoa!
Yeah,
that keeps you busy.
It definitely does.
All right. So mostly, what do you do? Is just let people know about services or what's going on, different events and activities that CFR is doing, or?
Yeah, absolutely. So I go out into the community and I talk about problem gambling, which is really big right now with sports betting and internet gambling. And then I also cover substance use. So I go out into the community and just educate on different substances and how people can get help. And then we do have our annual Overdose Awareness Day event coming up in Ames at Banshell Park. It will take place on August 31st from 12 to 2. We'll have food trucks and there's going to be speakers and Ames PD will be there and different community resources for people.
And this is one, because you can only have a couple of these really, but it is draws attention to Substance Abuse Awareness Month, September.
Yes.
Is basically, that's the big month for... And we should always start before. I kind of hate to get towards the end of September and say, this is Substance Abuse Awareness Month. We start early.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just brings awareness to fentanyl, which is everywhere, and then opioids, and just kind of talking about like only taking prescriptions that are prescribed to you. And we hear stories from different survivors and kind of bring light to opioids and substance use.
On the opioids, I did want to say, because we knew previously from some of the work that was going on, you do have some people that are working in that area, but it's handled differently. Again, it depends which county you're in and how it's being addressed. I think in Boone County, we have kind of a resource person that's helping with that.
Yeah, and then in Ames, we also have our MAT clinic. So it's our medicated assisted treatment. So someone that's struggling with an opioid use disorder can come into our MAT clinic every day and get dosed that way. And then they also can get therapy and treatment through our program in Ames.
We don't just do to give them that dose. The part of it is the treatment part.
Yeah, absolutely. The treatment and the MAT go hand in hand.
Yeah, it's got to be the important part, because it is an addiction. And that's
absolutely.
One of the Community and Family Resources, that's one of the big things. Substance abuse addictions in particular, whether it be alcohol or opioids or...
Yes, absolutely.
Anything.
Yeah.
Or gambling.
Yes, gambling.
So you do a lot of that?
Yes.
Or have you been just spreading the word on it, or do you have to deal with some of the... because I know that you do... intake assessments and things like that to find out, okay, earlier in the year we had a number of people that it definitely showed that they probably were having some addiction issues with gambling, and then the numbers kind of tapered off a little bit. We get to summertime, not a surprise, it kind of slows down a little bit then, but it will be picking back up again.
Yes, especially with football and sports coming up. So with problem gambling, we screen every client when they come in. And then we also screen them throughout treatment and then when they leave as well. We're finding that people that have a problem gambling disorder, it's often combined with a substance use disorder as well.
Ooh. Well, there we are. See, there's more than which one came first. We
yes,
don't know.
So. Exactly.
The gambling disorders now, so far, how do you handle those? Are they all done individually? Or are you starting to get a number of people so that we can do group type therapy things? Or where are we at?
I know with our gambling counselor, Jessie in Ames, she's working on building a problem gambling group. She just has to find clients that are interested. I think she has a couple people interested, but just finding a group of people to do that group. But right now we're just doing the screening and then the one-on-one counseling until we can get a number of people scheduled in the groups.
And like anything, they must want to.
Yes.
So, I mean, you can screen them and then you can say, you know, we see these tendencies. Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Would you like to be a part and talk about this?
Yeah, absolutely. You can't force it. They have to want to change and want to get help for the addiction.
So I got to say that especially with the online gambling that's all of a sudden been here, like way, way more than a lot of people realize, but it has created some problems.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the sports betting has really picked up with everything being on smartphones. People can do it straight from their phone, whereas back in the day, they had to go to the casino or get scratch-off tickets. Now it can be done all from their smartphone. So we're seeing an increase in that.
And I'm guessing, even though they say there's an age limit, we probably are seeing younger people getting involved.
We are, yeah. A lot of kids use video games or apps. So if a child is playing Candy Crush, there could be kind of a prompt that says, hey, you're out of lives. Will you pay $50 for 40 extra lives? So that's a form of gambling. And then that money gets charged to a parent's credit card, and then that creates a whole list of issues.
And then the parent's going, where'd this come from? And
yes, so, exactly.
So it's pretty simple. And again, the way that people can fall into that.
Absolutely. And I know kids' brains aren't fully developed till they're 25. So it's really hard for kids to turn that off when they see that prompt. They're like, oh, I need more lives, or I need a new costume for my game. And then that's a form of gambling because they're putting real money down for something in return.
Sure. Or they think, if I do it fast and then delete it, it'll go away.
Exactly.
You're wrong.
Yes, exactly.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
That happens. It does. Again, Jen McAvoy is our guest on our program today, outreach specialist with Community and Family Resources. You have a lot of services. People, if they went to your website and looked at it, there's a long list of services. Gambling addiction part.
Yes.
Or at least making contact over that just happens to be one of those. A lot of substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of varying kinds of substance abuse treatment. Addiction counseling. What about and mental health services? Do we have some of that as well? What are we? How far in does CFR go?
So we do a lot of mental health services. So we have counselors and therapists. We also have groups specifically for like men and women, whether it be substance use or problem gambling or mental health. We also do family counseling as well. So if family needs counseling, they can come in and seek a counselor for that help. So we definitely focus a lot on all aspects, mental health, substance use, alcohol use, problem gambling.
I'd ask you which comes first, but it's it could be each person is different, aren't they?
Yes. And then we also do a DUI class every month. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but we do that every month. So for someone that lost their license, they got a DUI ticket. They have to take this 12-hour course Friday, 3:30 to 8, and then Saturday, 8 to 4:30 to do what they need to do to get that license back.
Get it back.
Yes.
And don't lose it again, please.
Exactly.
Please.
Exactly.
Well, it's, and I know one of the things is you get, of course, we're probably not seeing it now, end of fall semester, end of spring semester, I guess, college, that's when you start to see a lot of the college ones showing up.
Yes, absolutely. We see more when school comes back into session. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of college kids getting those DUIs right when school gets back.
Whoa. Well, it's all about choices.
Yes, it is, like for sure.
So, once again, these are just some of the services available through Community and Family Resources. I want to talk, let's go back and we'll talk a little bit about the, coming up on the 31st.
Yes.
So yours is over in Ames. So where will this be? And if people around here would like to find out and be a part of it, because we can't have one in every county. It's a little hard to do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a couple of big ones going on. There's one up in Fort Dodge on the 29th.
Yes.
And then there'll be one on the 31st over in Ames. So those are the two main ones, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. The one in Ames will be at Banshell Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes place from 12 to 2. And then the one in Fort Dodge is on the 29th of August from 11:30 to 1. And this is a lunch and learn, so it will take place at Alliance Conference Room.
Okay. So Banchell Park, for those that want to go over to Ames on the 31st, that's pretty easy to do. And you'd love to get more people just to come over and be a part of it.
Yeah,
help
absolutely.
Support the effort.
Yeah, so if you're interested in learning more about the event, it's located on our website, cfrhelps.org.
And we're not looking for, well, people that might have some substance abuse issues, but if they're family members or something like that, mm-hmm. this would be a good thing to learn, come and learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
And see that you're not alone.
Yes, and we do offer a Narcan training, so that's the training that helps someone if they happen to come across someone who has had an overdose. It teaches them what to do, how to administer Narcan, which is the life-saving nasal spray that can help someone who is going
through. I was going to say, they just started doing the nasal spray, didn't they?
Yes, yeah. They did.
We're seeing it around. Oh, we'll get
we
help
are.
Around here, too. Again, we're visiting about assistance and help available through Community and Family Resources. We're going to be back with Jen McAvoy in just a moment on KWBG.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Jen McAvoy is our guest on the program, again, with Community and Family Resources, an outreach specialist in cover. How many counties do you, I mean, you say you go all the way up to what, Pocahontas? So.
Yeah, so I cover 8 counties with my role. So I just go out and deliver resources, do presentations. I also do events where I table, so I have different resources mm-hmm. for community members to come and get help or help for loved ones.
So if someone would like you to come and do a presentation, because in the summertime we don't have a lot of get-togethers and things going mm-hmm. on,
yeah.
but once they get back into fall and things like that, different clubs and groups or different groups in churches or something like that might have questions about services that are available. Do they just get a hold of you through CFR? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so my email is Jen, J-E-N-N-M, at cfrhelps.org. And so if anyone's interested in having me do a presentation at their organization, you can shoot me an email and then we can get something scheduled. Mm-hmm.
And CFR, Community and Family Resources, a lot of times people mistake, you do cover all ages to an extent anyway.
Yes, so we do have children that come in for services, so whether that be counseling or just needing to talk to someone, we have a couple therapists that do children mm-hmm. specifically.
Yeah. And you do have psychiatric services as well?
We do. We have a new psych nurse, Shelby, at our Ames clinic.
Okay, so that is, does that allow them medications to be able to do that, which is a whole nother category that we could get into, I suppose.
Yes, so it's the medication plus mm-hmm. the therapy, putting it together and just helping them in both areas.
Okay, always a challenge.
Yes,
always a challenge.
For sure.
And again, really the one I know that people can always go online and check it, Bets Off and things like that. But if they do call that number, a lot of times they end up with somebody from CFR.
Yeah, so the one we always talk about, I do 1-800-BETS-OFF, so mm-hmm. whenever I do outreach work, I always talk about 1-800-BETS-OFF, and so they will email us if we have a referral, and then one of our gambling counselors or counselors will reach out to them and ask them if they would like to start services mm-hmm. and start that process.
So if someone has a friend that might be having some issues and stuff, and they can't really force them, but they could encourage to make contact, would that be the easy way? Just call 800-BETS-OFF, and then someone will get a hold of them, and you can, you know, not force them, but say, here's what we would do. This is how we'll walk through it. And you can determine if you want some help.
Absolutely. Yeah. 1-800-BETS-OFF or Gamblers Anonymous. Mm-hmm. Someone that's worried about a family member or friend can call in and get support that way. Or if you just have any questions, feel free to shoot me an email or call our office as well.
That's probably the easiest way. Just make contact. We do have an office in Boone.
Yes, we do.
Don't know how long. I mean, that you can call there or stop in, I guess, and see, and just make contact. That's an easy way to do it. Down on South Marshall Street.
Yeah, absolutely.
And otherwise, you go around to a lot of different places. Or do you just based out of Ames?
My office is in Ames, but I do cover those eight counties. So I do different events and programming throughout the eight counties.
You get to cover a lot of territory.
I do, yes. A lot of drive time.
So this year has been a little bit different. Last year, we had a lot of drought and a lot of stuff was going on. This year is a little different for most people. Maybe some severe weather has an impact on them and stuff. Mm-hmm. But is it a challenging year for a lot of people? Are they looking for some substance abuse relief? What are we seeing on numbers?
I'm not for sure on the exact numbers, but I know we're seeing a lot of meth now. Mm-hmm. That's our most common substance that we're seeing in UAs and things we're doing. And then problem gambling numbers are continuing to...
They just keep creeping up there, don't they?
Yes, yeah.
It's not going away.
It is not.
So we keep working at it. All right. Again, those are just some of the services that are available through CFR. CFR, you can always go online, cfrhelps.org. And the ones we do want to remind them about, again, are the drug overdose awareness opportunities, the overdose awareness opportunity. And over in Ames, it's going to be on the 31st, 12 to 2?
Yes, 12 to 2.
12 to 2 at the Banshell Park. That'll be over there. And just come and show up if you want to find out more about what's going on, find out more about the issues that we're seeing day to day here in Central Iowa.
Yeah.
And on the 29th, it would be up in Fort Dodge at Alliance Hall, I think.
Yes, so correct.
You can find it on CFR Helps. By the way, if you go over to the Ames office, parking lot work going on. Just saying, it is construction season.
Yes, so it is.
That's going on. Find a place to park. If you
can. Yeah, they can park on the street or the Renew Church that's right behind us. They're welcome to park there as well.
And if you want, you can stop in down here on South Marshall Street again to the CFR office down here on the south side, and or go online, give a call, find out what assistance is available. And again, if you want a presentation, you can make contact with Jen. She'll gladly schedule something to. And if it's out of your county, you do have other outreach people that can go out and travel too. So
I do have other coworkers that cover other areas, so I can always refer them to someone else if it's outside of one of my counties.
Okay. But otherwise, she covers most of our
areas.
Yes,
I do. So
I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. Let us know what's going on. Once again, in particular, with the wrap-up of August and getting back into September, which is Overdose Awareness Month and Substance Abuse Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And that's really a lot of what you guys deal with.
Yes.
We want people to be well aware that services are available and help is here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Jen McAvoy, our guest on the program today.